This is Stateside. I'm April Baer.
Thank you to the incredible people of Michigan.
President Trump won the state by fewer than 11,000 votes in 2016.
Listen, if these allegations are true, these are impeachable offenses.
I think most people are for Trump. That's what I think. I could be wrong.
I need to get out on November 3rd and get rid of him.
The path to the White House goes through Michigan. Huge state in 2020. Unavoidable, really. You think you're seeing a lot of ads now? Buckle up, my friend. It is way worse if you live in Michigan's 8th District. A pure toss-up going into 2020. Michigan Radio is taking on a new reporting and podcast project on the 8th. The people doing this reporting are Michigan Radio's own Kate Wells and Tyler Scott. Kate, Tyler, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, April.
Good to be here.
Tell us about this district. What's going on? Why the 8th?
Oh my God, it's only February and it's already crazy. Tyler and I were just talking about how we feel like we've aged 25 years. I cannot imagine what it's going to be like in the run-up through November. But we wanted, like you said, to spend a lot of time here because this is this one pure toss-up race.
The unicorn.
The unicorn that you almost never have anymore because districts are so polarized. It went for Trump in 2016. It's traditionally a pretty conservative district. And then in 2018, it flipped. It went for Democrat Alyssa Slotkin. You've probably seen on the news. And going into 2020, it's truly going to be a really competitive race. Both parties are going to be pouring a ton of money into here.
And geographically, sort of culturally, it's an interesting microcosm of a lot of different areas in Michigan. It splits into three counties that are three sort of distinct, characteristically different parts in Ingham County, Lansing,
MSU.
East Lansing, Michigan State University, pretty solidly Democratic politically in terms of votes. Livingston County, more rural, smaller towns like Howell and Brighton, and just a lot of very rural areas. And in North
major
Oakland
MAGA
County.
Country,
major
MAGA country.
Major MAGA
country. Which is what we should say
country,
about Livingston.
Very red.
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm. And North Oakland County, just this chunk of North Oakland County, is sort of more on the edge of the Detroit metro suburbs, getting into more ex-urban area. Traditionally conservative. Slotkin picked up a few votes in 2018 in some areas like Rochester, Rochester Hills, and she's from Holly, which is in North Oakland. But that area in North Oakland County is going to be very contested in 2020.
It's just a mix. So what are you guys trying to find out? What questions do you hope to answer with this project on the 8th?
Well, I mean, we all know with 2016, it feels like all the pollsters and the pundits, a lot of them at least, like really screwed this up. It feels like they missed something fundamental that was happening in this country. And we thought, what if you just, rather than just focus on these candidates and the campaigns, what if instead you just focus primarily on these voters? What do they believe? What is driving them? What are they seeing in terms of what news they're getting? What's on their Facebook feeds? And these campaigns are getting so good at tailoring their messages directly to individual voters that really by being able to spend time with them, you're seeing how different these political cultures and parties really are.
Right. So what are people saying in the 8th about the election? I mean, are they feeling very much under the microscope?
There is a lot of energy and a lot of interest. I don't know that it's because they think themselves are like, oh, we're in this competitive congressional district. Really?
Nobody talks like that.
Everything is at about the top
no,
of the ticket.
I think they
it's
do
about
talk about that.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this is a primary. So we're seeing those voters. But I mean, I think for the Republicans that we've talked to, winning back the 8th feels very personal. Democrats feel like this is really new ground for them that they want to build on. And I mean, talk about, you know, last night when we were at this Republican candidate forum, really, I mean, everything comes back to one person.
Yeah, absolutely. There's energy on both sides, but we were at this 8th District candidate forum in Livingston County, and a voter there, Joe Farkas, kind of said it all. He's got three things he's really concerned about in terms of his top political issues.
Support President Trump, and then finally support President Trump.
Boy, pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people do have their issues like healthcare and immigration and abortion rights or being opposed to abortion rights on both sides of the aisle that they care about, but it's sort of issues aside, is all about either reelecting President Trump or trying to beat President Trump.
Super interesting that voters on both sides are so Trump-focused this year.
Yeah, everything is about President Trump. And, you know, you're seeing, like Tyler said, this incredibly motivated, organized Republican base that is extremely enthusiastic. But what Democrats are hoping to do is the inverse of that. You saw them activate voters and recruit candidates in 2018 and have this blue wave as a response to President Trump. You know, we're talking with people, women who never even really got off the sidelines before, who are now candidates on a local level. They're hoping to be able to do the same thing. We talked with one guy, Kevin Church, and he was saying that for them, President Trump is also really the motivator.
They will be out. I mean, they were out in 2018 as well. And you're right. They will be out. I think they're fired up. Trump is going to get them fired up. But I think the key to our success is going to be women. I really, really do. The Democratic women, especially the ones that I hang out with here, they are fired up and ready to go. And the thing that Alyssa did was get a lot of independent and even Republican-leaning women to go to her side.
And that was in 2018, the most recent election that we've seen anything out of the eight.
Right. And obviously, Trump wasn't on the ballot when Slotkin was voted into office. I thought it was very interesting that Kevin said, with Trump on the ballot, it'll actually, he thinks, help Democrats increase voter turnout because people want to beat this guy so bad.
I want to hear some more about this forum last night where the Republicans competing to take on Alyssa Slotkin got together. What did you hear? What was the energy in the room like?
So this was a big deal. This is Livingston County. This is a very, very, very conservative county. If you're going to win this GOP primary, you need these voters who were in the room last night, packed hall. And they're looking for three things. You heard about the support for President Trump. Two, they want to see an aggressive attack on Alyssa Slotkin. They want to feel like you can go after her hard on the national scene. And three, they're also really looking for somebody who can rally all this energy in the base. I talked with one woman, Sharon Lolio, she's a voter, and she was talking about this thing we hear a lot, this feeling among conservatives of being persecuted, whether it's by the media or, as they call them, like, you know, the leftists. They feel like just for supporting President Trump, they've got a target on their backs.
Us being conservatives or Republicans, I think that we're made to feel like there's something wrong, that we agree with a president that's putting people back to work and putting Americans first. You can't wear a hat? Sorry. I mean, I feel that this guy is doing a great job. I don't care what happened in the past with him. People want to go back years and years. I'm talking about the here and the now, and I'm very happy with Trump.
This is such an interesting district. I'm so glad you guys are doing this project. If folks are curious, they can see your coverage of the forum last night. It's up on the Michigan Radio website right now. And we've just heard the initial salvo from the podcast series so far. What other places are you guys excited about visiting in the weeks to come?
We're going to be everywhere, baby. We're going to spend a lot of time in Oakland County, like Tyler was talking about, because that's going to be a place where this battle is going to be fought pretty fiercely. Tyler's going to be in Ingham County tonight, right,
yeah,
with Alyssa Slotkin?
Later tonight at East Lansing High School, Slotkin's giving her State of the District speech, and it's a friendly area for the county, for her. Ingham County, very blue, but we also know that there are going to be organized counter-protesters. Maybe some of the people who were at the forum in Livingston County last night are going to be trekking up to Ingham County to be that ever-present group of hardcore anti-Slotkin pro-Trump supporters that seem to be at any time Slotkin makes any sort of a public address in the district. She's got that group of protesters there.
You guys, it's not even March yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long 2020 April.
Kate Wells and Tyler Scott are the reporting team behind The 8th. You can see, you've already got your first story from this Republican forum last night up. It's the8th.michiganradio.org, and the podcast sign-up will be happening later this summer. I highly, highly, highly recommend signing up for their Twitter feeds because they're already drizzling out those sweet nuggets of reporting as they go. Kate Louise Wells and Tyler, you're T. Scott on radio, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for your work on this.
Thanks,
thank
April.
You.